Hello, fantasy managers. Welcome back to another episode of the First Pitch Podcast. And we have a trade. Finally, the first trade of deadline season is upon us. And it is the Red Sox and the Washington Nationals. This came through very late last night. Connelly early to the Nationals for Curtis Meade. This is a fascinating trade for a couple reasons. Number one, a rare MLB one for one of two young players. Meade currently having a breakout, so to speak, year. 852 OPS on the year. Former high-ranking prospect, of course, in the Rays organization. Was traded to the White Sox. Didn't do anything there. Really has sputtered over the last few seasons. Was signed with the Nationals, or traded with the Nationals, actually, rather. And he has emerged as just an everyday third baseman for them. Really being effective. And the righty bat has moved over to the nice confines of Fenway. And Connelly Early, who had a good amount of preseason hype, was someone that a lot of people were very interested in moving forward in the Red Sox rotation. He is on his way down south. Now, I actually think, and this is a fairly unpopular opinion in the baseball community, it seems, I think this is a good move for the Red Sox. They're adding a nice bat. They're buying in on a breakout at, I think, a pretty decent price. You wait a bit longer, and I think there's a lot of doubts around Meade. And, you know, certainly it's not the craziest buy low, sell high of all time, but I think you're selling in an interesting point of Early where he's still dealing with some elbow troubles. And under the hood, Early's been not fantastic this year. I mean, he's pitching to a 3.44 ERA, but with a 1.25 whip, 4.61 FIP, as the strikeouts have gone down, the walks, the home runs. I mean, it's interesting. Either way, I think this is a fascinating trade. I think it's a fun trade. I like this for, honestly, both sides, really, if things turn out. We are officially, I mean, the gates are down. The floodgates have opened. Let's get into deadline season. So, way to bust into the news and notes. My name's Carson Picard, by the way. I'm your host for this weekend edition of the pod. Finally, getting through this long stretch of hosting this dang show. But we move on to the injuries. Other headline news, and this probably would have been one of the titles and the thing I'd break to you if it wasn't for Breslow and his crazy ways. So Juan Soto hits 10-day IL with left calf strain, and it's not just a minor one. He's expected to miss around 4 to 6 weeks. So Soto is going to, I was thinking, like, can I make a pun out of this? Soto is hitting the IL for an extended period of time. Shohei Ohtani still not pitching. He had his knee, has just been bugging him. It is postponed to bullpen session that was expected from yesterday for a few more days. So still weeks out likely for Shohei on the mound. Joe Ryan dealing with arm fatigue, start pushed back a few days, maybe conveniently, we'll see. Josh Jung, 10-day IL with a left calf strain, and Spencer Arrighetti, he left his start early yesterday, if you recall, 15-day IL with right foot nerve irritation. And finally, just a rehab start to mention, Jesus Sanchez, the Marlins outfielder, has had a rehab assignment. So that's going to be the breaking news and the news and notes, as always, as we now move on to the notable performances. And my hitter of the day is someone that was at one point a deadline acquisition for the Chicago Cubs. Pete Crow Armstrong had a performance yesterday that I think we will look back on in a couple months. And this is one of those days where he may have locked in the MVP. Still a ways out, but it's a 4-for-5, 2-double, home run and stolen base day for Pete Crow Armstrong. 4-for-5, 9 total bases. His F war on the season, I think, which is a lot of people's deferred war leaderboards or what have you. He's the first player to crack 7. He is far and away number one, even past Shohei Ohtani in his combined war. Only Yoran Alvarez and Shohei Ohtani are above 5 combined war between them. So Pete Cole Armstrong is just having a ridiculous year. He's the best defender in baseball. Think that's fair to say with respect to Bobby Witt Jr., J.J. Weatherholt, Dylan Dingler, and all those. I'm pretty sure it's pretty certain to say it's Pete Cole Armstrong, certainly the best defensive outfielder. And he has a 156 WRC plus right now. Just an outrageous season. And I doubted him. I doubted him at the beginning of the year. I said it. I was not very confident in him, and I was wrong. So you know what? Credit to a player for putting in the work and making the adjustments. Wyatt Langford goes 3-for-4 and 2 doubles. Now, Langford did leave this game early, and it seems like there's not any big major damage. So I'm going to proceed as normal, maybe expect him to be day-to-day in a bit here. Pardon me, for neglected to say that at the top of the show. But Langford still goes 3-for-4 with a 2 doubles. Really nice day for him. Jock Peterson, Hall, having a nice bounce back here. 3-for-5 with a double and a stolen base. Alec Burleson goes 3-for-4. Freddie Freeman goes 3-for-4. Quick note on Freddie Freeman. He is closing in on, he's past 2,500 hits. He's closing in on 3,000. I think he's going to get there. With who is an interesting question. Luis Lara for the Milwaukee Brewers. If you're a prospect head, you may know about this kid. 21 years old, goes 2-for-2 with a walk and a double. Recently called up Luis Lara. Very nice performance here. Cooper Pratt goes 3-for-3 with a stolen base. Jeremy Pena goes 3-for-4. Jeff McNeil, 2-for-4 and a couple doubles. He has been very strong out of the All-Star break. Hitting very well. So small sample, of course, but doing quite nicely with, guess who it's front with? The Athletics. Pedro Martinez goes 2-for-4 with a walk and a double. Young hitter in the Cubs organization. 3-for-6 day for Michael Busch. Chandler Simpson goes 2-for-4 in Simpson. I was like, hey, I've seen this name a lot on the show. What's he doing in July? He's hitting 394 in the month of July, which is crazy. Estruy Ruiz, another guy I've mentioned a lot on here, 2-for-2 with 2 stolen bases, got hit by a pitch. Been very nice for the Marlins, who have lost 11 straight now. And what the Red Sox must have just taken all of their mojo and sapped it from them. But Estruy Ruiz, not the culprit. Jackson Merrill goes 3-for-4 with 2 doubles. George Springer, 2-for-5 with a home run. Rafael Devers, another great day, 3-for-4 with a home run and a double. Jacob Young, 2-for-4 with a pair of stolen bases. CJ Abrams goes 3-for-4 with a home run and a double. Another potential trade candidate. And finally, Haoyu Lee goes 2-for-4 with a double and a home run for the Detroit Tigers. That's going to be my notable hitting performances. Check out the Daily Batter Block article for more information on these hitters and then some. I'm going to take a short break and come back with the starting pitchers, my reliever report, and a preview of today's games. See you in a bit. All right, welcome back to the First Pitch Podcast. We had a ton of big-name starting pitchers going yesterday, and my pitcher of the day did not just go 6 innings. He did not go 7. He went 9 innings, a complete game shutout for Dylan Cease, who is my pitcher of the day. 9 innings, no earned runs, 1 hit, 3 walks, 12 strikeouts, and get this, 120 pitches for the mustached machine. Dylan Cease has defied expectations for me. I came into the season very much doubting him, and maybe, you know, I've been wrong a lot this season, which in fairness, it's been a strange season in many regards, but Dylan Cease has been great. This was a particularly odd start. The fastball velocity was down almost 2 ticks and it just didn't seem to matter. He really cruised, and Cease has had these kinds of moments before where he's gotten the whips, he's gotten the strikeouts, and has still struggled in preventing runs, has struggled in being able to really get 2 strikes into an out. That just hasn't seemed to matter too much for him this year. This is a great performance. He's had these stretches before, obviously, but Dylan Cease continuing a Cy Young campaign. And yesterday I said Cam Schlittler may have ran away with it with the, a fantastic start here. Well, not so fast. Dylan Cease closing that gap. And this is going to be a fun one to watch in the tail end of the season. Andre Pallante goes 7 innings, no earned runs, 2 hits, 1 walk, 8 Ks, 90 pitches, 15 whiffs, 32 CSW percent for the Cardinals pitcher. This is a nice outing. Not so nice under the hood, C minus PLV, but PLV can lie to you. And this was great. It's a season high in whiffs and CSW for him. Sean Burke goes 6 innings, 2 earned runs, 4 hits, 1 walk, 10 Ks, 102 pitches, 19 whiffs, 30 CSW percent. If you have not been paying attention, Sean Burke is a burgeoning ace. His fastball is really, it's really tentative. If it's above 96 miles an hour, it's really, really good. If it's below that, some of the arsenal, the cracks start to show. But he's been locating really well, and he's been throwing hard. So Sean Burke, last 7 starts or so, I think it's like a 1.6 ERA. Really excellent. Speaking of really excellent, Hunter Brown, what a start this was. 7 innings, no earned runs, 2 hits, no walks, 7 Ks, 90 pitches, 20 whiffs, 37 CSW percent. This was a great outing for Hunter Brown, coming back from a handful of really rocky outings where control was absolutely out the window. Comes back, has a 7 strikeout, no walk day, 20 whiffs as well. I mean, that's a fantastic outing. Absolutely sensational, no notes. Nathan Eovaldi goes 7 innings, 1 earned run, 3 hits, 1 walk, 8 Ks, 91 pitches, 13 whiffs, 31 CSW percent. Very split and curve-heavy mix. Eovaldi has really tinkered with his arsenal and continued to be really effective, so credit to him. Nolan McLean goes 6 innings, 2 earned runs, 7 hits, 2 walks, 7 Ks, 96 pitches against the Los Angeles Dodgers, 16 whiffs, 38 CSW percent. He was really effective and hit the curveball. Has been an interesting thing for McLean to track over the course of the year. It kind of started as a sort of a gimmick pitch, really. Like, he couldn't locate it at all, but it had a ridiculous amount of movement. And it was his most used pitch yesterday. And he's been able to locate it better. And suddenly that changed those dynamics on an absurd amount, because the movement on it is the most in pretty much any pitch in Major League Baseball, with the exception of a couple relievers. So Nolan McLean, outstanding outing, really. All things considered, I mean, yeah, the whip is an outstanding. He allowed a couple earned runs, but still, against a really excellent Dodgers rotation, I think this is excellent for the young Mets burgeoning ace. Paul Skeens goes 5 1/3, 5 earned runs, 6 hits, 2 walks, 11 strikeouts, 105 pitches, 22 whiffs, 34 CSW percent. It's the most whiffs on the day, and there's 11 Ks. I just don't really know what to make of Paul Skeens right now. I think if I had to guess, I think there's some sequencing issues, and I think he's not getting great. He's getting pounced on, and we've seen this a few times now. The Cubs have also, he pitched against the Cubs. The Cubs have seen him like every other day, but it's a lot. It's a lot for Skeens. It's weird. I don't know what to make of it. But yeah, just an odd outing where it seems like you look at the strikeouts, you look at the whiffs, you look at the stuff, you just look at him pitch, and it's like, yeah, he's Paul Skeens, he's looking great, and the ERA is just getting up there. Now, granted, we're still way before like sub-4 ERA, but yeah, this is a guy whose ERA starts with a 1 the last 2 years, so. Yoshinobu Yamamoto is who we're going to wrap this segment up with a 6-inning, 1 earned run, 5 hits, 3 walks, and 5 Ks on 100 pitches start against the New York Mets. 13 whiffs, 26 CSW percent. It's an all right start against a Mets lineup that doesn't have Soto. You'd expect maybe a little better, but he's still keeping the ERA down for you. That's going to be my notable pitchers. Give the Plus Pitch podcast a listen and check out Nick and Jake's daily SP roundups as we move on to the reliever report, where I go over who saved it and who blew it. Alex Lange picks up his 9th save of the year for the Kansas City Royals. Clayton Beter, his 9th for the Washington Nationals. David Bednar, his 20th for the New York Yankees. Brian Breaker is 27th for the Tampa Bay Rays. Javier Assad picks up his 1st of the year for the Chicago Cubs. Yoandris Gomez picks up his 13th for the Minnesota Twins. Josh Hader, his 12th for the Houston Astros. Trevor Miguel, his 17th for the Milwaukee Brewers. And Brock Stewart, Beef Stew, picks up his 1st for the Los Angeles Dodgers. Doing this show has taught me so much about where relievers are in Major League Baseball. And I don't know if that's good knowledge or bad knowledge that I was just able to rattle all those off. But who blew it? The Tigers bullpen blew it. Honestly, a pretty good day for bullpens and things as far as that's concerned. But Tigers bullpen, after a pretty decent start from Casey Mize, goes 3 innings, 3 hits, 2 earned runs combined. Kyle Finnegan allows a run that gets the Royals back into the game, and then they lose in the top of the 9th inning. They allowed the go-ahead run. It wasn't a save situation necessarily, but nevertheless, Tigers bullpen letting them down once again. Check out Rick Graham's weekly articles for more information on all these pitchers and then some. As we now look forward to, wow, that was a great voice crack. We now look forward to today's slate of games. Guardians at the Rays, Parker Messick versus Drew Rasmussen is going to be a fun one to watch. The Blue Jays at the Red Sox, Kevin Gausman versus Ranger Suarez, finally, for real this time. Yankees versus the Phillies, it's Will Warren versus Christopher Sanchez. But my game of the day is going to be the Mariners at the Rangers. It is Logan Gilbert versus Jacob DeGrom. I love Jacob DeGrom pitch. I love watching him pitch. And Logan Gilbert also. This is going to be a fun outing. That's going to be the First Pitch Podcast today for today. For a deeper dive on everything baseball, hop on to pitcherlist.com for further access. Sign up for PL Plus or PL Pro to get access to the Discord, PLV apps, and to support the Pitcherlist staff like myself. Finally, my name is Garth Picard. You can find me on the Shells Podcast with my great co-host Eric Henriksen, as well as on the website formerly known as Twitter, at Carson Picard PL. Thank you very much for listening. Good luck with the rest of your weeks. And finally, I do just want to say a quick thing here. Some of you may have seen a little bit of drama, so to speak, on that website formerly known as Twitter. Let me just once again reiterate, baseball is for everyone. And here at Pitcherlist, we do absolutely believe that. And we stand by both our writers and the ability for everyone to watch the great game that we all love. Bless the knees, bless the elbows. Take care, you guys.